News, I'm Joe Palca.
Sir Graham Brady has confirmed that he has received 48 letters from Conservative MPs, so there will now be a vote of confidence in my leadership of the Conservative Party. I will contest that vote with everything I've got.
British Prime Minister Theresa May, as she emerges earlier today from her official residence at No. 10 Downing Street. Hours from now, she will indeed face a no-confidence vote from her Conservative Party lawmakers, the latest fallout from her handling of the process to withdraw Britain from the European Union. Sir Graham Brady, whom she mentioned, is the chair of what's called the 1922 Committee. Now, that's the Conservative Party parliamentary group, and he explains how the no-confidence vote was initiated.
If at least 15% of the Parliamentary Conservative Party write letters to me as chairman of the 1922 Committee, then it is for me to inform and consult with the Prime Minister. I did that over the telephone last night. And then to proceed with the ballot as soon as is reasonably practicable in the circumstances.
If a majority of Conservatives in the House of Commons vote against May, she'll have to step down as Prime Minister.
A change of leadership in the Conservative Party now will put our country's future at risk and create uncertainty when we can least afford it.
If she survives the confidence vote, another could not be called for 1 year. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Wednesday that U.S. authorities are still investigating the killing of dissident Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul. The top U.S. diplomat told Fox News that the U.S. would hold those found responsible accountable for his death, noting the U.S. has already imposed sanctions on 17 Saudi agents it believes were responsible. However, he echoed President Donald Trump's stand supporting the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, even as the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency has concluded that Salman was behind the October 2nd killing. This is VOA News. After winning agreement on exchanging lists of prisoners, the UN has reportedly turned its attention to the future of the contested Yemeni port city of Hodeida at talks in Sweden between the Saudi-backed government and Houthi rebels. Such steps are seen as confidence-building measures designed to end the four-year conflict. Yemeni government delegate Askar Zoel said his side presented its list of nearly 7,500 detainees and received the rebel list with more than 8,500 names. Johannes Brewer of the Red Cross said completing such an exchange could take weeks. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is expected to take part in the final talks outside Stockholm on Thursday. France has raised its security alert level following a shooting in the city of Strasbourg late Tuesday. At least three people were killed and 13 wounded. The suspect, identified as Sherif Chikat, remains at large.
Il y a actuellement 350 personnes.
Interior Minister Christophe Castaner said that 350 personnel have been deployed to track him down. He said the suspect is known to authorities and had been placed on an intelligence services watch list. Pakistan is denouncing a U.S. decision to place it on a list of countries Washington says are the worst offenders of religious freedom. A foreign ministry in a strongly worded statement said today that, quote, Pakistan does not need counsel by any individual country how to protect the rights of its minorities. There are serious questions on the credentials and impartiality of the self-proclaimed jury involved in this unwarranted exercise. The reaction comes a day after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced his designation of countries of particular concern. China seems to be revising its story somewhat as to why a former Canadian diplomat to China was arrested in Beijing on Monday. And now they're saying it's on charges of jeopardizing China's national security. Michael Kovrig was arrested on suspicions of engaging in activities that endanger the country's security. Previous reports said Kovrig was arrested for reasons that were unclear. Kovrig was detained less than a week after Canada angered the Chinese government when it announced the arrest of Chinese telecom executive Meng Wanzhou. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo criticized the presence of two Russian nuclear-capable bombers in Venezuela, saying the Russian and Venezuelan people should see this for what it is, two corrupt governments squandering public funds and squelching liberty and freedom while their people suffer. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
It's VOA.